This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, lots to talk about this morning. Let me give you the heads up about this Gayle King interview that is with R. Kelly. People wanted to know when it is. The CBS interview between Gayle King and singer R. Kelly will become a primetime special. So if you missed yesterday's Gayle King episode, you know what I mean, her stuff with R. Kelly yesterday, and you missed it today, don't you worry, because an expanded version of the sit-down that ran yesterday and today will be a one-hour special on Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern. The special will include unseen portions of the interview, as well as King speaking to two women currently living with R. Kelly. By the way, the one thing I got out of the whole thing with Gayle King and everything is I learned what the R stood for.
Yeah.
I never knew.
Right.
I never knew.
And I didn't realize until I heard that song that he did from Ethiopia that he actually uses that name in concert.
Me either.
Robert.
Right? Crazy. Anyway, so it'll become a primetime special with Rob. It'll have Kelly. It'll have the two girls, blah, blah, blah. By the way, he's been arrested since then. So she interviewed him, and they asked her, did he know that he was going to go to jail right after the interview? And here's what she said. She said he knew that he had a court date about overdue child support, but he had no idea he would be going to jail.
Well, for $161,000, you probably would assume that you're going to jail. That's a lot of money.
Right, but he thought probably he would bail out or something. But the judge instead said, hey, you're not getting out of jail till you pay your ex-wife $161,000 in back support.
Now, his court date, I think, is set for like the 22nd or something like that. So he's going to be in the old pokey for a while.
Yeah.
What's today, the 7th? Oh, that's two weeks.
That's a long time for R. Kelly. I hope he comes up with $161,000 because he can't get out until he pays that.
I don't know if somebody's going to step forward for this one.
Yeah.
You know, that lady stepped forward for the last bail, but she might be just running a little low right now.
It's crazy. The whole thing is crazy. So crazy. You're going to be happy about this one.
What's that?
The Masked Singer. They're not going to wait a year to bring it back.
They're not?
No.
I never saw it. What do you?
Because I know that you love that show.
I've never seen it.
That's why, because you wish you would have.
I think you have me confused.
You were like, darn, man, I didn't get to see it.
No.
Don't you worry, buddy, because the Masked Singer is coming back for season 2.
It wasn't me.
It could be here sooner than you think. The Masked Singer has already been renewed for a second season.
Great.
You get to see Ken Jeong.
Who?
How do you say his name? Ken. What's Ken's name?
Jeong.
It's J-E-O-N-G.
J-E-O-N-G.
Jeong.
Jeong. Jeong.
Sean, how do you say his last name?
Jeong. Jeong.
Jenny McCarthy, Robin Thicke, and that hot Nicole chick. Also, Nick Cannon has signed on to return as the host, and the format is going to be the same for season 2, but it looks likely that they're not going to wait a full year for the next episode. It was such a success. Oh, goody. C-list actors and actresses and singers all in stupid outfits.
So they're out there rounding up people.
Yeah.
I did hear a rumor that they're actually looking to upgrade the stardom of the show.
Oh, well, that's probably a good idea.
Yeah. Well, you can't go lower.
Well, right.
You had Terry Bradshaw and Tommy Chong.
This is sad for Khloe Kardashian. Did you see Tristan Thompson has already moved on again?
No, I didn't.
Oh, my God.
No.
That poor girl. He just did not love you, girl, at all.
So you're saying that he's not sitting somewhere crying and sad and really regretting everything that he's done to poor... Oh, boy.
I'm going to have to say he didn't love her.
I'm not going to judge. I'm just going to wait.
Listen, if you have all those side actions, you don't love somebody pretty much, right?
Well,
what do you mean, well?
Just saying.
You keep kicking her in the teeth. That's not love. What part of that is love? Let me kick you again. All right, anyway. Tristan Thompson was spotted with a woman in New York City on Tuesday following a split from Khloe Kardashian.
You know, I like the fact that some people can move on.
He totally moved on. Like, you know what? Moved on when they were married.
That's a good quality in certain people. Really, you know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, there are people that just, they can't move on. They hang on to that person for the next couple of years or so.
Yeah.
You know, for him, it's a couple of hours.
Yeah.
Move on.
Good for you, Tristan. But unfortunately, he also moved on when they were engaged, when they were married, the night before she was having a baby.
There is that.
Yeah, there's a few other movie onies. All right, the Cleveland Cavaliers forward was in town for the team's game against Brooklyn, and he was with a chick at Nobu, some brunette chick, and then he actually put a picture of them together on Instagram. What is he trying to do, make her crazy?
Yeah, I think New York's such a big city that you're going to find somebody there you like.
But why would he put it on Instagram? That's so mean to Khloe.
Well, I think he's just done with it. I think he's moving on.
Amen. All right. Yeah.
Because that's intentional.
Obviously.
And not just to her. I mean, it's not like it's a private message of some type. I mean, he's just telling the world, I don't care anymore.
And he needs to move on. He didn't care at the beginning. He just needs a shoe. Shoe, fly, shoe. Okay, anyway. Kim Kardashian has reignited her feud with Taylor Swift. No.
Really?
Taylor Swift just came out with a new tell-all interview in Elle magazine.
Oh, boy.
And she said that basically the Kardashians on social media called her a snake. And so what she did is she laughed at them by putting a 63-foot inflatable cobra named Karen on the onstage, on her stage for her last concerts.
Yeah.
That, remember that huge cobra that would come out?
And that cobra is a symbolism of Kim and Kanye?
Yeah, because
they're snakes?
No, they called her a snake.
Oh.
And so she laughed at him and just put a huge snake on her stage.
I wish I were up to date on this feud.
Do you?
No. Not really.
Luke Perry has left everything to his children.
What's he worth?
It doesn't say in this.
Can we look it up real quick, Sean? Just see what Luke Perry's worth.
I guess in 2015, he had a cancer scare, and so he changed his entire will in 2015, and he left everything to his 18-year-old daughter, Sophia, and his 21-year-old son, Jack. Now, here's all I'm going to say. If you're that fiance, because he's engaged, right? Was engaged, right?
Right.
And you're living at his Beverly Hills mansion.
Right.
And now, son of a gun, he dies. Mm-hmm. Now you got to pack up all your crap and get out of there like you never existed.
Sounds like you bounced that broad.
Oh.
He didn't bounce that broad. He just didn't think about changing his will again.
Yeah.
He changed it in 2015 for the kids.
Well, maybe you don't change it until after you're married.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. I mean, it's a fiance. It's not. He's not married to her. And the kids obviously come first.
For sure,
that makes a lot of sense to me.
I know, but I just feel bad. Imagine you're married to Luke Perry. Okay. You guys are gay lovers.
Okay.
And you're like, Lukey.
Well, I don't want to play this game.
You a plug or an outlet?
I'm not playing, I said.
I'm going with outlet. Anyway, and so you're living in a nice Beverly Hills home, and then one day he dies. Lukey dies. And you're like, Lukey.
Well, you can't hold that against him.
I know, but now the kids are like, BJ, you need to get your ass out of my dad's house.
Well, the kids are going to have to make a decision.
You need to get all your stuff and get out. And now you're homeless.
Yeah.
Just a gay man on the streets of L.A.
Maybe they'll work it out. I'm not a gay man on the streets of L.A.
Oh, sorry.
You always go too far.
I'm sorry.
And Sean, what are you laughing at?
I'm just saying.
What's he worth?
$10 million.
$10 million?
$10 million.
You know,
I would have thought he had more.
I'm always suspicious with $10 million. Simply because you see that a lot when they really don't have that. That seems to be a number they throw up there when they're not really sure. I got a feeling he doesn't have that much.
Well, I don't trust any of it now because remember it said I had $8 million?
Right.
And I don't.
Yeah.
I'm here to tell you I don't have $8 million.
Yeah.
But it says on that, I have $8 million.
Yeah, I'm very skeptical of that thing, simply because, you know, I don't think Luke Perry was wealthy by any means. I think he did okay, probably. I would guess maybe, that's a pretty big house, isn't it?
That's a good house.
I'd say $5 or $6 million.
Yeah, but he did have all those royalties from like posters.
Did he?
And I don't know, probably they
I don't know. A lot of those people got hosed.
Well, back in the day, but now it came around.
That was in the 90s. People got hosed then too.
They got hosed in the 90s?
Yeah.
Do you like saying the word hosed?
Yeah. And I'm not gay living in L.A.
On the streets of
I
L.A.
I live here in Colorado.
And then this is sad. Alex Trebek announced that he has cancer. Listen, this is sad. Sorry. I'm sorry. This is so sad.
I have some news to share with all of you. Just like 50,000 other people in the United States each year, this week I was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. Now, normally the prognosis for this is not very encouraging, but I'm going to fight this. And I'm going to keep working, and with the love and support of my family and friends, and with the help of your prayers also, I plan to beat the low survival rate statistics for this disease. Truth told, I have to, because under the terms of my contract, I have to host Jeopardy for 3 more years.
You know, I hope he does.
I
hope he does beat it.
Some are saying outlet. Some are saying plug. It's really torn. And then finally for you, Taco Bell gives that guy. Remember that guy that survived on all those Taco Bell packets?
Yep.
He and his dog. And then you brought it up that you don't give hot sauce to dogs.
No, not when you're trapped in a car.
Yeah.
Under snow. That's a big mistake.
You ruined this amazing story. I thought of you. You ruined an amazing story.
No, I didn't ruin the story. I own dogs. I know you don't give hot sauce to a dog.
Well, he did.
I know. And can you imagine what the car smells like? He slept in there for 5 days with that dog.
The man and his dog were trapped in his SUV, and he said he curbed his hunger by eating 3 packets of Taco Bell hot sauce and stayed warm by starting his vehicle once in a while, you know. Taco Bell was so impressed with his survival story, they sent him a whole care package and a year's supply of Taco Bell.
And he deserves it. You're in there 5 days with a dog with gas.
God, you just ruined Taco Bell for me. All right, there you go. Devil trash.
I'm just saying that. You're in there for 5 days. Can you imagine?
Man, oh man.
You got to sell that car.
DJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.